This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get our day started, let's start it right and spend some time with God together. I know that time with God has become the most important thing in my life, and I hope it's becoming that way for you as well. The more you spend time with God, the more your relationship with Him grows, and not only grows, but becomes that much more of a significant impact on your daily life. You know, your worldview, the way you look at life affects everything about life, but sometimes it's just on the macro scale, just the way you sort of think about the huge issues of your life. But the more that you start to spend time with God each day, the more you learn to listen to God and what He's saying in your life, the more that it starts to impact the smaller issues of your day as well, the individual conversations that you have with people, your sense of purpose in what you're doing, and your spiritual awareness of what's going on in people's lives and in your own life as you face things throughout the day. So learn to put God first in your life and first in your day. Spend time with God every single day, and you'll find your relationship with Him becoming so much more significant. I want to talk with you this week a little bit about anxiety and fear. You know, even the people in the Bible who were men of God experienced these kinds of feelings. One of the biggest problems in our society is stress, and one of the biggest causes of stress is anxiety. You remember when the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, who was younger than him, and Paul had kind of discipled him throughout his life. He writes to him in the letter called 2 Timothy in the Bible, talks about how he longs to see him, remembering his tears when he left Timothy, thinking about Timothy's sincere faith that he got from his mother and his grandmother. And he says to him in verse 6, "For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." Paul says this several times to Timothy. Obviously, Timothy, who was a real man of God and very Christ-like in many ways, struggled with this issue of fear, particularly about what people might think of him when he shared the gospel with them. Well, we have fears of all kinds, don't we? Fears about illness or death or the unknown, of age coming on or of loss of some kind or of a broken relationship, all of these kinds of things. And yet fear is not from God, is it? And I think that one of the reasons we have so much trouble letting go of these anxieties and worries is because we take them on ourselves. We think that we have to coordinate our lives and make things work. And while we do have to work and get involved in life, we have to remember, as Proverbs tells us, the mind of a man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. As you face the issues of today that would cause you to be fearful or anxious, remember that feeling of anxiety is not from God, and it's not what God wants for you. Turn your heart towards Him and trust in His good purpose in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.